Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The number will go up, and then we'll have to slow down the reopening, which is what you're seeing all across the country, by the way. Our number's going down. The rest of the country, the number's going up. Why? Because they never took it seriously. Reopen too fast, reopen without monitoring, reopening without controls, the number goes up.
All right, you gotta love it. He speaks his mind. That's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, talking about what happened in New York City and why he believes they're going in the opposite direction in this country. We start off with the number of dead, those recovered, and those confirmed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, I hope you and yours are safe wherever you are. And the number of deaths, 99,459, recovered, 353,000. The confirmed cases in the United States, 1.7 million. We have the most. Second to us is Brazil, if you're curious about that. They've had a tough lately, and Mexico now is starting to get hit pretty hard by it, too, as well. Worldwide, 346,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Brazil, if you want the exact number. And these, it's like an odometer, sadly, that keeps changing. The brilliant thing about the show is, of course, I'm on live, so you're getting the very latest. 23,473 people have died in Brazil. In Brazil, that many people have died. And it really has come on wickedly fast there in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I guess, especially as they try to grapple with that and deal with it. We just got through another Memorial Day. Very strange, right? Normally, for some people, this would signify, woohoo, kids are getting out of school, grandkids are getting out of school, don't have any kids, hanging out. It's just, boom, put the flag up, and we're celebrating those that gave their lives for us to have the kind of lifestyle, the amazing lifestyle we have in the United States of America, and it's honoring them with parades and putting wreaths on graves and, you know, that kind of thing. And certainly that happened, but it was a much different kind of Memorial Day where, yes, there were somber moments, much, much smaller, but, and again, honoring, certainly honoring, those veterans that, I say veterans, honoring those that gave their lives and the stories. Some of the stories are amazing. When you hear survivors tell the stories, it'll give you chills when you hear everything from what happened in Pearl Harbor to, you know, what happened in World War I or Korean stories, Korean War stories, etc., Vietnam stories. I mean, just pick a war and I've talked to many, many survivors and many veterans, and I've talked to families who have lost people in wars, and it's important to remember, I think, that on Memorial Day. Unfortunately, Memorial Day became a day where a lot of people decided, COVID-19, I think we're okay. Like what you heard what Cuomo said in the top of this. They certainly weren't paying attention to that because you saw boardwalks that were pretty crowded from Asbury, New Jersey to California, Manhattan Beach. They've got a small boardwalk there, and that was pretty jammed up. And then the Ozarks, people on the lake there crammed together on boats and floats and, you know, everything else. And just, I think the warm weather invited that. This beginning of summer, we're feeling better. It feels things are opening up. It feels safer, or I'm not thinking about social distancing right now. I'm thinking about my cold beer. So you had crowds that packed beaches in Florida, Maryland, Georgia, Virginia, Indiana, and people ventured out without masks and didn't keep their distances and, you know, that kind of thing. And you can see it all over social media. People just can't help themselves. So it's pretty, it's there in plain sight. You see it. And there's 300 and 400 and 500 and even more people in Missouri, hundreds with that pool party just days after a similar party in neighboring Arkansas caused a cluster of new coronavirus cases. And, even the governor of Arkansas said because of that and other things, Governor Hutchinson said the state's now experiencing rather a second peak. God forbid. Who wants to go through a second peak after we've been in this crazy lockdown for how many days? So coronavirus cases are trending up in 18 states, including Alabama. Oh, my friends in Alabama. Oh, sweet home Alabama. Alabama, terrible. The Montgomery mayor there, Steve Reed, said that he thinks the early easing of restrictions, that's what's given people the false sense of security. And I understand it, right? It's this elusive virus that's floating around. How can we possibly get it? I feel healthy. I feel good. In Houston, the mayor there scared to death. Mayor Turner, I'll say scared to death, because they're now enforcing capacity limits for bars and restaurants because they got hundreds of complaints because people jammed into bars. So they were open. Here's 25%, 50%. We're trusting you. Come on, man. You can do this. But people didn't do it. Instead, they crammed into spaces, and that made that decision pretty easy that, wow, we can't, you know, we can't do that. Connecticut, my friends in Connecticut, in New Haven, the mayor there said the city took out picnic tables and banned cooking out to cut down on the crowds, figuring, you know what, that's that false sense of security, so let's not even give them that. Let's not do that. The mayor of Daytona Beach said enforcing the face mask rule is realistically impossible because of the sheer incredible number of offenders. That they just can't get to all those people. Ocean City, Maryland, they saw the same thing, just massive people. Do you want the good news? The good news is the vaccine. I'm all about the vaccine. Tracking down anyone who knows anything, talking to anybody with any serious knowledge about the vaccine. So there are lots of companies that, of course, are working on this. What's at stake for them on the other side of the corporate side of this? But there's a biotech company called Novavax that announced plans to begin enrolling about 130 people with their experimental vaccine. Now, there are others. The company became the 10th in the world, by the way, to start a human trial. See, so there's this push against COVID-19. And they already have vaccinated the first person in Australia. That's where the initial phase of that trial is being conducted at two sites. And the vaccine produced high levels of neutralizing antibodies in the preclinical testing. That is good news, right? Especially we're seeing the spike of cases in Washington, D.C. North Carolina had its highest single-day surge of new cases over the weekend. Parts of Maryland, Virginia, Illinois, I mentioned some of those states, seeing high numbers of infections, right? And I don't want to get COVID-19. You don't want to get COVID-19. Mask on, mask off. What do you think? I'm a mask-on kind of gal. Let your thoughts fly at katedelaneyradio.com. Numbers, we're talking about it next.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. We can count 20 of them rescued from the devil's bathtub. Ooh, that sounds scary. In Virginia after flash flooding. I looked at a map of this place. Ooh, boy, you got to have some real chops to get up there in the first place. So the rescue started Sunday. Heavy rains caused that flooding. It's a very popular trail. The hikers got stranded at night, 7 o'clock at night. So they were looking all over the bathtub for them, and one hiker, they found them, so that's good news. One hiker had mild hypothermia, another had a twisted knee. The U.S. Forest Service temporarily closed the Devil's Bathtub Trail for the remainder of the whole Memorial Day because they say the swimming hole is prone to flash flooding, so they wanted to keep people out of there. But a lot of people go up there. It's interesting. The trail leading to it is called the Devil's Fork. Nothing but the devil and trouble up there. But this is some hike, people. 7.5 miles round trip. And you can say, oh, 7.5 miles. But then you look at it. I was looking at the terrain on this map. Ooh. I don't think on my best day I could do that. And then, you know, add in the elements, and of course that was just deadly, and luckily they got them. So the good news is, you know, sad things averted. You know, how about that? Alright, this was scary. Anytime I hear the word kidnap, evading the police, you know, what's that about? There was a Florida man who's charged with kidnapping, false imprisonment last week. He forced a 17-year-old girl to drive him and another woman through a COVID-19 checkpoint. Remember, they have those set up. So what was ultimately said is that they were relieved that they helped the young victim, not seriously hurt, none of that kind of stuff. And this 37-year-old guy and his woman attempted to get into the Florida Keys in a rideshare taxi without identification, and then everything unraveled after that. So the Florida Keys have been closed to visitors since the coronavirus outbreak. The closure is enforced with that checkpoint, so that's one of those areas. And there you go, and that's how that all unfolded after that. And the, you know, the checkpoint that was to get through the checkpoint, and they found the couple at different locations after that, after she dumped them off. Wow. That would be scary. Scary to think of that. Anything, just trying to get through, and they couldn't get through, and then it was deeper than that, but they were able to nail them anyway. But how about this? We look at what's happening with the, we look at what's happening with the coronavirus, and then you forget about, oh yeah, there's all this other life that's happening out there. And I don't mean we forget about it, but we look at Chicago and all of the gang warfare and all the conversations about, oh, Chicago, it's the murder capital for young people, blah, blah, blah. And this conversation has dropped off. But here it was, Memorial Day weekend, and when it gets warmer, that's when tempers flare. 8 people fatally shot over the weekend, 24 injured in shootings, and that was just through the late afternoon. So, once again, on the rise. And one of the victims, a 16-year-old boy who was shot after midnight walking on the south side. And they have somebody in custody for that one, at least. But Chicago has stay-at-home orders, and they're in effect until the end of the month. Under the order, places like bars, nightclubs, dining, restaurants, they're closed. So only outdoor activities, walking, running, biking, and, of course, the whole thing about the 10 people or more, but it didn't seem to matter, obviously, in this case, sad things continuing to happen, and the conversation about, ooh, how do you crack down on this, and what do you do, has kind of been a little bit shoved aside, and the reason is because of what we're dealing with, we in this country and in the world, with COVID 19. All right, moving to more numbers, because this is called We Can Count. I say you see numbers in everything, and I really do. I realized that one day, yeah, there's a number attached to so much of what we see. And numbers either make us go, wow, or ugh. This is kind of a blistering heat. Temperatures up to 114 degrees. I can tell you where I was, rainy and 70-something, but a little bit humid. But temperatures in, like, Sacramento, they're saying how it's, you know, heat advisory is out, excessive heat watches, and pretty much in effect, California, Nevada, Arizona, in Sacramento, they hit that 103, felt like 114. They hit those high notes, and San Joaquin Valley, same thing. Palm Springs, and Palm Springs can get really, really hot. I've been there, over 110 degrees for Palm Springs. I know we have listeners in Palm Springs, and I love it. I love it there. But sometimes when you're there, and it's so important to take that dip when you can, because it can get very, very, very hot. All right, so the coronavirus in other parts of the world, I always mention the totals at the top of the hour, and I did that. But in Sweden, and we've talked to some people from Sweden on the show, actually an author, in Sweden it's top 4,000 now is what they're showing, the death toll. So it was really, really down in Sweden, and they've kind of been very sort of what you would call soft touch approach to fighting it. So they're leaving most schools, shops, and restaurants open and relying on voluntary measures, people just doing it on social distancing and hygiene, you know, washing hands and all that kind of stuff. And while the numbers are higher than they'd like, it's still lower than some of the other hard-hit countries like Spain and England, where they had strict lockdowns. And so that was their point, saying, okay, you see what's happening with the strict lockdown here and our lifestyle and with the people here. So what we're going to do is let's do it this way. Let's put the onus on them and see what happens. As opposed to 140 clients at a hair salon in Missouri may have been exposed to COVID-19 after a second hairstylist at a location tested positive for the coronavirus, Great Clips in Springfield. 91 people, 84 clients, 7 employees have been exposed because the stylist worked for 8 days while showing symptoms. And, you know, they're tracing, so they're looking for the potentially direct exposed peeps. Now, here's the thing. 8 days showing symptoms. Oh, that's the thing about the whole symptoms. Then, of course, what's Great Clips as a franchise? What are they going to do? They say their safety is their top priority for the company and their franchises. Tell it to the people who have gotten sick because of that now. And you know, what do they say? That they are shocked. They never thought it would happen. You know, that's what you keep hearing over and over again. And now in Missouri, they're also dealing with the partiers at the Lake of the Ozarks, and they're telling the people that were partying so close together to self-quarantine for 14 days. Or until they receive a negative test result for COVID-19, the health department is worried about that. That they want a travel advisory for the people from the Lake of the Ozarks that were there over the weekend because they're worried about where they could travel and spread it. You know, and you look at the Lake of the Ozarks area, it's about 150 miles west of downtown St. Louis. So they're saying anyone who didn't do social distancing, they should self-quarantine for 14 days if they have compassion for other people. See, this is what everybody forgets. It's not about you. It's not about you with the mask. It's about the other people you come in contact with, especially if you have no idea or you start to show symptoms, because it's the droplets that are so deadly. All right, coming up, we're talking with the founder of Tahibo Tea before we get out of this hour, and then plus I'm going to introduce you to somebody who was shocked when he got cancer and how he reacted and how his positivity ultimately carried him through and makes such a difference.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News. The United States marked Memorial Day with somber ceremonies and in many places reopened beaches as the number of coronavirus deaths topped 97,000. President Donald Trump, who participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, is also looking ahead to the Republican National Convention. Trump threatened on Twitter to move the event from Charlotte, North Carolina, if there's a chance the venue might not be filled there later this summer due to virus-related restrictions. Countries where coronavirus infections are declining could still face an immediate second peak if they let up too soon on measures to halt the outbreak, according to the World Health Organization. The world is still in the middle of the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak. WHO Emergencies head Mike Ryan said that cases are declining in many countries, but still increasing in Central and South America, South Asia, and Africa. Ryan said epidemics also come in waves, which means outbreaks could come back later in the year in places where the first wave is subsided. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Green Room right now is Jeff Berman. He's written a book called The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. One person's traversing through cancer to remission, and we had the greatest off-air conversation about this. And again, without further ado, let's introduce him. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
So take me back to the day when you got the diagnosis that you had cancer and what that was like.
Well, after being uncomfortable for the better part of a month and my doctor not figuring out what it was, he said, now you've got me worried. I want an MRI. 4 hours after the MRI, he calls me and says, well, I got the test results back, and they're not good. And I asked him to replay the tape, and he said, nope, that's live. It's not Memorex. And my wife came out of a restaurant, looked at me, raised her hands and with a question mark. I put my thumbs down, and her eyes got wide, and hello. I now have cancer.
Wow. So you hear that diagnosis and then you get automatically into overdrive, I imagine, and you're researching, figuring out what you're doing, talking to doctors, and that had to be such a whirlwind of the complicated process of trying to figure out where you're going. What was that like?
Once you put your life on pause, because there were other things that were going on in my life at the time, like everybody else, you take a deep breath, and you learn to trust the doctor. And one of the first things he said to me was, don't believe what's on the internet, because it's out of date. And that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, ooh, hello. Fortunately or unfortunately, my mother-in-law was near the end of her life from her third round of fighting breast cancer. And my wife knew what to do and how to do it. And the short answer was, the doctor gets the first vote. My wife got the second vote. And if there were any votes left, then I got it. So you can imagine how many votes I got over the course of a year.
So you're on the other side, and you take us through that journey in your book, but what is it that you want people to take away from? I love the title, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. Get it on Amazon.
Well, the takeaway, at least as I see it, is we can choose to live our lives negatively, positively, or in neutral. I just find that if I get up every day and I can see the sun, it's got to be better than the alternatives. And especially as we watch the numbers just accelerate from COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. Okay, but let's find a way to be positive. That's what I did. That's what the book really chronicled, was my attempt at getting through every day. Now, I didn't write something down every day, but yeah, pretty much I tried to find something lighthearted, or at least to remind me that, hey, I'm alive. I've got two kids. At the time, I had a grandson on the way. Why do I want to sit here sulking? That just uses up energy. And I think it's still true today.
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that the truth? And it's interesting, too, because you're the dad. You've got grandkids. You talked about family and what your wife was going through and your profession. You're this former president of the American Bankruptcy Institute, and you authored lots of books and law review articles and journal pieces. And you talk about that even in the Amazon editorial review, they have that on the details about you. And I looked that up. So people think of you as strong and, you know, this is this guy. Boy, what has he done in the past 40 years? And that's business versus personal. What was that like for the people who knew you in that other role finding out, and how supportive were they?
In many respects, scarier than hell.
Yeah.
Pardon my saying it that way. One of our friends said, you know, no offense, I'm glad it's you and not me, because I don't think I could make it. But, you know, it kind of sets you back on your heels. And here's this 11,000-member organization. And I don't know every member, but I probably can spot and identify 500 to 1,000 people at the various conferences. And suddenly I'm off the shelf. I can't help. I can't participate except by phone. Okay, then I'll participate by phone. That's what you do. And the personal friends, I mean, we had moved into our new home 2 weeks earlier after we got the diagnosis. We didn't know anybody. Yeah, but people on the block started reaching out. There was a weekly bocce game. They said, hey, come play. So they wrapped me up in a blanket if it was after a chemo cycle, and I sat and watched them play. Or I sat in the bowling alley in long pants and a sweater and a baseball cap while my wife bowled. Now, a year later, somebody said, I didn't know, who are you? And they said, I'm Autumn's husband. I didn't know you bowled. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'd been sitting behind the lanes for a year. Hello. But the book was a way to keep people apprised of what was going on who didn't want to reach out and bother us. And the people that we're really close to called any day of the week, any hour of the day. And if I was asleep, my wife answered the phone. You know, that's what we did until you, for example, I got the phone call from the doctor and says, oh, by the way, I need to admit you tonight because we've had you on the wrong antibiotics for 2 weeks. I had bacterial pneumonia. Yeah, well, I'm at the car dealership. Do you need me right now? She said, no, you can come later in the day. Okay. I'm getting my car service. Hello. But it took them 10 days to figure out what type of bacteria I had. And it was a bacteria they see less than 1% of the time. So, of course, the antibiotic I was on fed the stupid thing instead of knocking it down. Ooh, okay, so you get Bactrim intravenously and then for 6 months after that. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, you just get up and say, okay, we're off, we go. It ain't the yellow brick road by any way, shape, or form. But here I am today, it's April 2nd, and it's 6 years later, and on April 8th, I celebrate 6 years from getting a stem cell transplant, my first grandson born. That's pretty neat. And it's a reason to get up in the morning, see the sun, and be happy.
So when people read this, that's exactly what you want them to take away from your book, right?
Yes. Make no mistake, Kate, there are bad days. And I've had plenty of them since this all started. But none of them are as bad as not being here.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. And the book, again, The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. We're speaking with Jeff Berman. So you go through that, and as you said, here it is, 6 years later, things have changed, obviously, with your health. What does it feel like to be on the other end of that this many years?
I wish I knew a really fun answer for you. You know, some days I feel great. Some days I just slog through. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't know why I'm here. I say, you know, thank you to the staff at the City of Hope in Doherty, California, outside of Pasadena. It's one of the National Cancer Institute facilities, leader in the bone marrow stem cell transplant world. But everything they did for me worked, and I'm really grateful. As one of the social workers said to me when I was really getting concerned, because every time somebody walked in, oh, you're doing great. Okay, I'm starting to worry because everybody's telling me I'm doing great. And I asked the gal, are you blowing smoke up my... she said, no, we have too many people who go from this room to ICU who don't get out.
Oh, wow.
So I don't question it. I don't know why. But I cherish every day. I mean, I'm 66 now, two grandsons. The second one happened to be born on my 65th birthday. And no, I had nothing to do with picking either dates. But, gee whiz, I have whatever life I have left, I get to enjoy. It could have been over 6 years ago. It's not. Thank you very much. Knock on wood, knock on my head. I don't care. What a wonderful thing and gift. Plus, I don't have to listen to my two daughters crying that, Dad, you weren't supposed to die until you were 150. Yeah, okay, good luck with that one. But that's really what it feels like, Kate. Every day is an adventure. Yeah, I've had plenty of crappy days. I've seen plenty of people suffer. We've got a friend in Detroit who's fighting COVID-19.
Mm.
So, you know, everybody knows somebody type thing. Yeah, well, everybody does. But we take it one day at a time. And you and I talked before about turning the news off. Because if all you do is watch the news every day, you're going to get depressed. And sooner or later, you're going to take it out on something. God forbid you kick the dog or the cat, or you throw a pot or pan at your spouse, or you beat your kid up because of the stress. Turn it off. Turn some music on. If you can take a walk, take a walk. Socially distancing, of course. Now wearing masks, but get outside. See the sun. Breathe the air. And enjoy the fact that we have this time. I was talking to a lawyer a couple of days ago. I could hear his kids in the background. As we were finishing the call, I said, go enjoy your kids for a little bit. You may never get this chance again to have this much time with them. While still working, go outside and play with them on the swing or wherever they were. And he said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And that's it, you know.
That's it, vertical.
I don't know how else to do it, because otherwise I'm going to drag myself down, eat or drink myself into oblivion, and be of no help to my kids, my wife, our friends. I'm still working to a degree, so to the industry I'm in. No, I'm not going to live my life that way. I'm going to stay upright every day as best I can. That's it.
This is the perfect place to end this, because you're right. It's a good lesson in that about staying vertical. The sun is up. I'm vertical. It's a good day. Jeff Berman, great conversation. Pick up his book on Amazon.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Kate.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hate New York City, cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town, a little bit too rugged.
Another perfect day. I love LA.
down. The California governor ordered 40 million to lock down. There's 10 million in Los Angeles. One of them, Milan Vukovic, joins us. He started what has been just an incredible product for so many people, and I believe in this product as well because I've seen it myself. I've seen what it's done for me. The Tahibo Tea Club, and we talk about the original Paul, Pure Paul DeArco, and Tahibo Tea, and you hear certainly those spots in this show and in my Her Story feature and whatnot. So he joins us now. It's been a while since we've talked to him, and I'm glad to catch up with him. Milan, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing really pretty well. The Tahibo Tea Club is as busy as it can be, as you can imagine, especially with everything that's going on with the virus. And fortunately, all our families at the Tahibo Tea Club are safe, and hopefully that you and your family are likewise.
We are safe, and thank goodness. And I think you told me that you've got a son, right, that went to UCLA or is going to UCLA, so he would be in the middle of all that.
Oh, yeah, he's a third-year student at UCLA, and they shut down UCLA about 2 weeks ago and started having only online classes. And this week is the finals week for them. And so they're taking their classes online and their finals online. And then they their next quarter starts up in 2 weeks. The UCLA is on a quarter system, not in a semester system. So they do three quarters rather than two semesters. Anyway, they get a week off, then they come back for the third quarter. That's all going to be online. They found that recently. So it's going to be a new experience for them, and they're under lockdown as well. Now, fortunately, my son doesn't live in the dorms, so
right.
He's not quite as exposed. Dorms hold 12,000 kids, and most of them are two or three kids to a dorm.
Yeah, so that's why they have to do that. There's no doubt it was smart that they took that action even before this whole lockdown, because that would be too tight a quarters and too many possibilities. That whole social distancing wouldn't work. Let's tell, for people who don't know the story, how did your journey start? How did you start the Tahibo Tea Club? How did that all happen?
Well, at colon pancreatic cancer in 1998, he was given 2 months to live because on the pancreas, very limited therapies that they can try. They don't operate on a pancreas. Today, they operate very limited if it's on the tip of the pancreas or something like that. In my dad's case, that wasn't an option. My dad's tumor on his pancreas was the size of a half a brick, and I was called and told to put his affairs in order. So, and he looked like he was going to pass. He's normally a man of 180 pounds. He was down to 120. So I started planning a funeral and called friends and family and said, hey, listen, if you want to see Dad, you might want to come and see him now. And people started coming. As of ours, they brought the tea with them. And they said, this tea healed our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, is bigger than Boston, and nobody was saying anything except for planning a funeral. But I'm polite to the people. They left, and my dad figured, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference? I'm drinking water, I'm drinking tea. I got to drink something anyway. So he starts drinking the tea. 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find any cancer. My dad's been cancer-free now for over 21 years. He turned 87 last October 10th. So, and at the age of 87, not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drive, and he really does still cut my grass, which I'd be embarrassed about if it wasn't for the fact that he's doing it, and I know it's good for him.
Wow, that's such a crazy story. And so obviously you see this, and you just decide, I'm changing careers because I can't believe it.
Well, what happened was this, was that I actually wasn't changing careers, and that's why it's called the Tahibo Tea Club. And the reason that I started it was to be able to have the pure product available, which is not available at the stores or on the Internet or that sort of thing. I mean, this country is crazy. I mean, you can't even buy real honey. They pasteurize it. Why on earth would you pasteurize something
right.
that, you know, you can stick in a barrel and it'll last for 2,000 years? Or same thing with olive oil. You can't buy real olive oil at the store. So I started just to have the pure product available. And I called up the Hebo Tea Club because I wanted to share information with people. You know, my dad's case I could share. Other people would share their cases with us. And that's exactly what happened. Now, it did turn into a business and into a career because people started having phenomenal success. Not a week by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a miraculous success. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, you name it. And now a day goes by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a success. Well, it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. And obviously, you saw it, you've seen it, and you've now seen it for a long time since you've been involved in this. And that's got to be the rewarding part, is the people sharing the stories. And that's why we're involved. I love hearing those stories. And I wanted the listeners to hear that story again. And so, you know, we don't know what's happening with COVID-19. But anything that helps your immune system, to me, and especially with things that you've seen, I think is a good deal, because I've seen it myself. Do you think that
the world, any tree in the world that fungus does not grow on? So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So those benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things that it normally has to contend with. Now, for the last month or so since the coronavirus started, I've been getting phone calls, people asking me, you know, is it effective against the coronavirus? And I have to tell them, listen, I think it will be, although I don't have any direct knowledge yet, because the tea is effective against all kinds of viruses, including the common cold virus. For example, I haven't caught a cold in 10 years just because when I start feeling my throat getting constricted, I just drink a glass an hour of the tea for 4 or 5 hours at night before I go to sleep. By tomorrow morning, I don't have a cold. We also know it's effective to get rid of the flu, and not only that, even herpes and HIV virus. Well, the coronavirus, as they're telling us, has something like 3 components to it, strain of the HIV virus. So I've been telling everybody that, you know, because of its antibody.
Right, because that's part of it.
And
I know what you're saying.
Every 2 months, it should work for the coronavirus, and just today, we actually got our first confirmation that it does work for the coronavirus.
Wow, because somebody called up and they had had that, and that's what they said?
Right. This lady in Montana ordered the tea 2 weeks ago, and she has lupus, and that's why she was buying the tea. The same day that she got the tea, she also tested positive for the coronavirus. And started drinking the tea, and her symptoms went away. She got retested 2 days ago, and she's now negative. But what was also truly amazing was her old mother lives with her, and she's drinking the tea along with her in the house, and she never got the virus.
Wow. All right, so I think there's no question about it. It's certainly not going to hurt anyone out there, and it's, again, what we talk about, the purity of the tree, which is what makes such a big difference. Thank you so much, Milan Vukovic. Take care, my friend.
God bless all of you and all the work that you're doing. Thanks for having me on.
And all of you, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. As I'm fond of saying, mahalo, everybody. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.